Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Zayin. We are on Chav Vav Mabez, the Mishnah, and that discusses back to the issue of how much one has to eat in the Sukkah. Says the Mishnah, Ma'isa ve'heviyu lo l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'domas ha'tavshil. They brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste the tavshil, obviously less than the shear. Right, remember the previous Mishnah spoke about, well, how much does one have to eat in the Sukkah? So the Mishnah said, Ochlen v'shosin arai chutz l'sukkah. The Mishnah, back on Daf Chafei, said you could snack outside the Sukkah. Eat and drink arai. So right after that, this is the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to snack, to taste the tavshil. Ula Rabbi Gamliel, shnei kosavos, v'dili shamayim. And to Rabbi Gamliel, they brought two food the size of two dates, v'dili shamayim, and a pail of water, v'yamru. And in both cases, they said, halom l'sukkah, bring it to the sukkah. So you see that, you know, they will seem to be machmir, or it's or not just machmir, maybe the halach is different, the Gemara is going to ask. The last time we spoke about this, if you remember, was back in Maseches Yuma. We discussed how big is a koseves as compared to a beitza. So that was the story. Ukshenasnul Rebbe Tzadok, a final third story, when they gave food to Rebbe Tzadok. 3 points, as we'll see, we learned from this story. Ochel pachos mikabeitza. They brought to him, food less than the size of a beitza. Natzlu b'mapa, number one, he took it in a mapa. He did not wash netilas yadayim. V'achlu chutz l'sukkah, and he did not force himself to eat it in the sukkah. He ate it outside the sukkah. V'lo birech acharav, and also he didn't bench it afterwards. Three halachos, Rashi notes, natzlu b'mapa, lo natal yadav, el karach b'mapa yadav mishim nekiyas. We could see from his actions that he held that this does not require netilas yadayim if it's less than a beitza of bread, and therefore he wrapped it in a mapa al tzchumra. He didn't even need to do that, but he just put it mishum nikiyus, because he held that less than a beitza does not require netilas yadayim, and he held clearly that it does not require a sukkah. He didn't eat in the sukkah, and he held that it did not require birchas hamazon, right? Like the Gemara says, in brachas Rashi quotes, v'yachalta v'savalta v'irachta achila sheyesh ba sviya kebeitza. We do not hold like that. We hold like you bench even on a kezias, right? That's what the Gemara says, right? Even though that's not v'savalta, but it is enough. We're machmir on ourselves, Gemara in brachas davchav, that we bench even on that. Avalafanav, Rashi notes, kol tehu ba'i bracha. What the Mishnah does not say is that he skipped the bracha lefaneha, that he did not skip, because any tiny amount of food, any morsel of drink of food that goes into our mouth requires a bracha. As Rashi quotes the Gemara in the sixth parak in brachas, shahari nehne va'asr lehanos bina olam hazeh below bracha. Right, the birchas hanenin is a matir. It is not just a bracha like any other bracha, like the other two categories, birchas hamitzvah, birchas shavah v'hodah, birchas nanin is a matir, and therefore I need to be matir, even if it's a tiny amount. Shavah v'hodah, the brachas la'achareha, chazal could explain that you need a minimum shear for those brachas. But the bracha lefaneha, there is no minimum shear, no matter what I am tasting, I require a bracha lefaneha, right? The idea of matir, we've had shiurim about this in the past, just to quote you one source through that relates, that we've quoted in the past, that's the Tosfos and Maseches Brachas and Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara there has a suffix, we don't even need to get into the details of the suffix, a suffix about a certain bracha, right? What happens if somebody starts making a bracha and you think you're about to make a bracha on one thing, and then later on in the bracha you realize you have something else in your hand. You think it's wine and it really turns out to be beer, or vice versa. All different svekas. And the Gemara there does not answer the question. So the question is, what do you do? Are you yotzi the bracha that you said or not? So Tosfos there has two opinions. Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Brachos. Says Tosfos, Pirish Rav Alphis, right? We've mentioned back in Brachas that more than any other Masechta, Bali Tosfos on Maseches Brachas quote the Rif every two or three pages. So the Rif says, Hasha delo ifshata ba'ayan, since there's no answer to this Hilchas Brachos question, Azlina Makula. You go lakula, and therefore, even if when you started your bracha you thought it was wine, and you were going to say a bari pri agafen, and then you ended up, by the time you said, you got to locate a melech ha'olam, then you realized it was beer, and you switched your yotzei, we don't know what the answer is, something brachas lahakel. But then Tosfos quotes the ri, v'ri haya omer l'chumra, ditzarech levarech pamacheres. You got to make another bracha. It says the Gilyan Ashas right here, on that Tosfos. What do you mean you can make another bracha? Something brachas lahakel. Why would you make another bracha if the Gemara doesn't answer the question? So, the good Ashaz quotes the Marsha in the end of Maseches Pesachim, who says that the principle of Savi Brachas Lahakel might not apply to Birchas Hananin, because there that's a chshash gezela. That's a chshash of stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stealing from God, we don't just say Savi Lahakel. Right? There were machmir, the Savi Isser, not just Savi Brachos. And that's why, that's the svara for the re. De lo shayach kein el bebirchas hamitzvah, de habrachos eina ma'akvos, avo bebirchas hanehenin, asr lech o below bracha. So asr di without a bracha. Velo avikan chshash bracha levatala, there's no chshash bracha levatala, de im lo yivarech yehe asr lo lishtos. Because if you don't make a bracha, it's going to be asr. He quotes that from the Marsha and the big discussion, but yeah, that was the Marsha in the end of Masechet Tzachim. So we discussed this at various times. This is one of the sources, out of many, that highlight that Birchas Hanen in the Bracha Lefnei Ochel, that's not just Stame Bracha Shebe Brachas, that's a Matir, that's his halachic function. If I don't make that Bracha, as the Gemara says, Asr Lanos below Bracha, Zachshash Geneva, Gezela from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why here, no matter what the amount was, Rabbi Tzadok made the Bracha Lefaneha. The only Bracha they did not make was the bracha le'achareha. So, he did three kulas. Number one, he said you don't have to have the tilos yadayim after a beitza. Number two, he said you don't need a sukkah. And number three, he says no requirement for birchas hamazon. We discussed also in the past the lemaisa elements of ever being able to eat bread without washing. So generally, it's a very, very limited type of heter. The Shulchan Aruch discusses if you don't have water within 4 mil, that means you have an hour. If you're on a place where you're not going to have water for an hour plus, okay, then maybe there's something to talk about. But most of the time, we're in a car with this, so you get over the next rest stop. You know, one should generally not rely on the idea of there's no water. Right here, it's talking about a case of if it's such a small amount. But if there is no, the where it comes to more lemaisa, the case where somebody's in a car and a bus and there's no water around, you know, does one have the heter? So one has to figure out if you really have an hour plus that you're not going to be in a place with water, so then there's something to talk about. But if you can be in a place with water, then for sure one has to wait and do the mitzvah derabanan of netilas yadayim.
Why should it be dependent
on size? Why should it be dependent on size? So again, the netilas yadayim is a mitzvah derabanan. That was enacted as a zecher, a few steps, a zecher to truma. So it could be related to the fact that truma requires a certain shear in order to be makabal tuma. And related to that, when a machlokas rashi tosus, whether there is a shear lekabalas tuma. A machlokas, whether there's a shear letame and a shear lekabal. So it probably is related to that root issue. Tosus here, okay, we're not going to read this whole tosus, but tosus here talks about another issue, and that is the issue of birya, which has come up. As we know, usually one requires a certain shear in order to make a bracha. But what happens if you have smaller than the shear, but you have an entire unit? Like the Tosfos talks about back in brachas also, one grape. If I eat one grape, do I have to make a bray pra eitz? But do I have to make an al ha'eitz v'al priya eitz? It's less than the shear, so I shouldn't have to make a bracha achrona. But Tosfos says, well, in Hilchas Isurim, we have a concept of birya. If I eat an entire ant, even though the shear for shrutzim is bigger, but if I eat an entire item, then it could be that it that is usur. Now it could be, it is. It is. That's the kind of a birya when it comes to isurim. Tosfos then extends it and says, well, what about in other areas of halacha? Does birya apply to hilchos brachos? Does birya apply to hilchos bittel? Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Simin Kuf or so, around there in Yerodea, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses all the items that midrabanan are not batel. Birya, chaticha ruilis, kabe, davar sheish lamatirin, all these extra items that are considered dvarim chashuvim, and therefore they're not batel. So Tosfos says, what about hilchos brachos? And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, amazing, Shulchan Aruch says, better not to eat one grape. Don't eat one grape. Either eat no grapes or a couple of grapes, because you don't want to run into a Savik Bracha regarding Birya, because he's not sure, but that's what this Tosfos also discusses regarding Hilchos Bracha. That's what he discusses in the middle, right in the middle of the skinny lines. We talk Yerushalmi Mashma de Birya Lobina Kazayas, Afilu Preda Acha Shel Einav, O Preda Acha Shel Rimon, one pomegranate seed, to Una Bracha Lefaneo Lacharea, because it's an entire unit, it has Chashivus. Right, that is the discussion. Tosfos and Chulin discusses, what about one grain? Would you say the same thing there? Right, so again, this is important discussion. Now let's continue though. So that was the three heterim that Rabbi Tzadok reflected in his actions. But getting back to the first part of the Mishnah, remember the previous Mishnah said you could snack outside the sukkah. And here this Mishnah sounds like they brought the snacks into the sukkah. So the Gemara says, Maisa Listar, isn't this then a contradictory story? How could you say you don't need to and then you need to? Chisra Maxrav Achitani, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is as follows. In Bala Hachmir Al Atzmo Machmir. If you want to be machmir and only snack in the sukkah, that's okay. There's no problem. V'lesbe mishum yuhara. Don't think this is a problem of yuhara, of bringing undue attention to oneself. Umay sanami, and then the Gemara brings a proof to that. V'evi'ula Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'doma zatavshil. Ula Rabbi Gamliel shnei katzavos v'tzli shamayim. They brought to these tanoim to snack outside the sukkah. V'amr halem l'sukkah. And they said to go out and eat it in the sukkah. And then this extra story is that when they brought to Rabbi Tzadok, Ochal pachas mikabesa, less than the besa, not libamapa, vachul chutzla sukkah, lo birech acharav. He did all of those kulas, as we mentioned. Hakebetza, mashma from the story of Rabbi Tzadok, that if it was the size of a betza, boi sukkah. You wouldn't need sukkah. He says only it was less than a beitza, that's why you ate it outside the sukkah. If it was a beitza, you would need a sukkah. Lema tevi tiyufta derav Yosef Yabaya. Is that a kasha on Rav Yosef Yabaya? Who said on yesterday's daf, you need to, at least two or three egg sizes, right? Not just one. So I said, no, maybe the less than the beitza shear is for the other halachas in the Mishnah. Dilma pachos mi kebeitza netila ubracha loboy. Less than a beitza, you don't have to wash a tila sudaim, and you don't need berachas amazon. Ha kebeitza boy netila ubracha. But kebetza, one requires netila and bracha, but still would not require sukkah, right? You would need more than that, a couple of egg sizes, in order to require the sukkah. I'm sorry, right, so the mappa, the reason the mappa was held, he just said, Rashi quotes, Mishum Nikius. Rashi quotes on the Mishnah, Mishum Nikius, not because it's a requirement for netila or dayim. Stam Nikius, he wanted to keep it clean. The Maariv Chai is here as an important ha'ari. He says, why isn't it Yora? Why isn't it Yora? Yora is always whenever there would be undue attention brought to myself. So then, even if I think I want to do something, it's a chumrah, I'm not allowed to do it. If it's the halacha, I don't worry about Yora. That's the first tour in Arachayim. The tour says I can't be embarrassed by the mitzvahs that I do. And even if there are mal'igim, there are people who are scoffing me and making fun of me, then it doesn't matter. I have to do the mitzvah. But the world of Yora is where I'm going above and beyond. I'm being machmer on myself. So there are many examples of this. Right? The Mishnah in Brachas, the chasson on the first night of his wedding, and doesn't say Kriya Shema. Why? Because it's as if he say, oh, I can have Kavana? Come on, you can't have Kavana. So you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. Tosfos there in Brachas says, Bizman said just the opposite. Bizman said a chasson has to say Kriya Shema. Why? Why? If he doesn't say Kriya Shema, oh, I always have Kavana. Tonight I really can't. Come on, we never have Kavana, says Tosfos. Tosfos l'shitaso. Many of these halachas, Tosfos says, oh, the first bracha of even Avos, oh, you don't have to repeat. You're not going to have Kavana the second time. Bali Tosfos, a number of places are living in reality and say, you know, what can we do? The Rambam, interestingly, never quotes these heterim. The Rambam never quotes these realistic, practical heterim. But the Rambam is an idealist. And you have to try. Like, for example, you're not supposed to daven for 3 days after you come back from a journey. Because your mind is still, you're jet lagged and you can't focus. So the Rambam quotes that halacha. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Shulchan Aruch says, what? You get away through, we'll never daven. We'll never daven. You have to daven on the plane. You have to daven after you get, I'm not saying with a minion, that's a separate issue, but at least to daven on the plane in your seat. But you know, there's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was Baal Yatosfos. That's the Lamaisa. But anyway, getting back to the question, ask the Maariv Chayis, so why are they allowed to do this? Why isn't it Yuhara? So says the Maariv Chayis, well, nobody really knows what they're eating in the sukkah. They go and they're bringing a snack in, but maybe they're going to eat more. So because it is Tsanua, because nobody really knows what they're going to eat, that's why, says the Maariv Chayis, it is allowed in this circumstance. He says, V'achanami kan, b'sukkah di'ikr b'kviyasu d'talya milsa, v'gam ken l'shak v'zeh yu'ara d'haroe yomar d'ein zeh t'ima, rak kviya mamish, o dilma yochal od, o b'kiya gavna l'shayach yu'ara, o mipizeh rashay l'achmer l'atzvo. That's the chiddush of Gemara. There are a lot of imachmer on themselves in this case. It is not considered yu'ara because it is not something that is in public. But in public, one has to be careful. Again, many examples of this. Rav Moshe has amazing line in the tshuva, Rav Moshe, the cherry cask tshuva, in Igris Moshe, Yerodei HaChelek Aleph Simen Samach Beis, where he is Meiko, Meiker Adin, regarding certain issues about blended whiskey. B'dvar hayesh blended. She tachas hashkachaso, she osim blended, shelo b'tarovas yayin, v'glitzerin, v'ani omer yasher kocha bazeh, she roi lema hadrin li zorim idvarim, she tzorcha roaz chacham. Okay, l'chad chila, what should be machmir? V'af, v'ani, af sha'ani matir, I'm matir, lo ma'isa, at the end of the day, in this shayla, nizhar ani ba'atzmi, mi lishtos blended. I don't do it myself, I'm machmir on myself. Rak b'chabura, only when I'm in public, Shelo lemechzi kiyuhara hayisi shose mashahu levarich hamesubin kinahug. V'lachein vaday tov sheyi hashash blended below shavuchash. Rav Moshe Feinstein knew that he was the gadol hadar, and if he would do something, it would be noticed. So he, when he was in public, he acted differently. When it was a chumra mechzi kiyuhara, but that's the Maritz Chayis's ha'ara in our Gemara. Viter says the next Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, how many seudos does one have to eat on Sukkos? So, arbasrei seudos chayav adam lecha b'sukkah, achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. Rabbi Eliezer holds 14 seudos. One has to eat on Sukkos every day and every night. One by day and one by night. Every single day. Let's continue. V'chachamim omrim ein ledavar kitzva. I'm saying no. There's no specific time, no specific number. Right, number is a number. We'll get to the first night. The first night one has to eat a meal on the sukkah. But other than that, right, based on a separate drasha. But other than that, there is no requirement for eating 14. Ask the Cheshek Shlomo, right here in the back. Shlomo Mivilna. Right, the Cheshek Shlomo on the Shulchan Aruch, other Cheshek Shlomo is the Rav Shlomo Kluger. But here in the back is the Shlomo Mivilna. Why does the Rebbe Lezer's Lashon is Achas bayom, achas balayla? Isn't the first one at night? Should be achas balayla, achas bayom. Number one. Number two, his second question is, shouldn't it be 15? What about Shalosh Shudas? What about, there's going to be a Shabbos on Sukkos? Right? So even if you don't pass in like the Rambam, that says you have to have Sudash Lishit on Yontif, which this Gemara seems to be against the Rambam, but this Mishnah. But if you say at least Shabbos, everybody agrees you have to have Shalosh Shudas, Sudash Lishit, so why aren't there 15? So it says of Shlomo Mivilna, one question answers the other question. You're right. It starts by Yom because the first one is not counted in Rebbe Lezer's counting. That first night, that's Midin Tesov Tesvav, as we'll see. So when he says you have to have 14, that means besides the first night. Besides the first night, starting with the day one. Starting Achas Bayom, Achas Balayla. So both questions are answered one through the other. Huffle of a fella. It's just a ha'ara, but it's amazing that he says that. The Cheshek Shlomo right here, he quotes that from his brother. And that's the 7 plus Shalosh Shudas. That's what I heard from my brother. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention here is Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah. What do the Chachamim mean by Ein Ledavar Kitzvah? There is no Kitzvah. There is no specific amount. Rashi has a Lashon here. Imratza Lehisanos Ein Anu Zekukin Lo. If he wants to fast, he can fast. Really? You're allowed to fast? Imratza Lehisanos? You're allowed to fast. On Yantif? Says the Pnei Yeshua. It must be you. Don't take Rashi literally. Not a lot of fast. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi says here, Nira de Lashon Lizanos Lavdafka, de Asur Lizanos Biyantif, Mia Midurabanan, Ela de Iker Kavanoso, de Ein Anu Niskakin Lo Mitzarchi of Sukkah. It just means Mitzarchi of Sukkah, you don't have to eat. You could fast Mitzarchi of Sukkah, but it doesn't mean literally you could fast. Number one. Number two, or maybe it means Lashon Lizanos Asikapashte, the Indian Achilas Laila, the Belel Chal Hamoed, Lo Ashkachan Shum Isser Lehis Anos. That's what he means. On Chal Hamoed, the Laila Lo Shbei Tainis Klal. If I fast one night of Chal Hamoed, maybe that's what Rashi means. I could eat during the day, 2 days in the Pnei Yeshua, what Rashi means. Either way, Machlokes Tanoim, does one have to eat 14 meals or even 15 meals on Sukkos, or Ein Ledavar Kitzva, as the Chachamim hold. Second half of the Mishnah. Va'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer also says, Mi shelo achal. Bilei leile yantav harishon. Yashlim leile yantav achron shel chag. Whoever did not eat the first night can be mashlim on the last night. Leile yantav achron shel chag. What does that mean? What is Leila Yontif Achron? Let's just finish first. The Chacham Omrim Ein L'Davar Tashlumin. Chacham say no. You can't make it up. V'yalzeh Ne'omar, and this is what it says in Koheles. Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, v'chisaron lo yuchal lehimanos. Right? If it's crooked, you can't fix it. Chacham say you can't fix it. What is Rabbi Yezer talking about here? On the Yontif Achron, Rashi says, Yontif Achron means, what does Rashi say? Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, that's Yontif Achron. What's the problem with that? You're not sitting in the sukkah. Right, we're talking about the Mishnah here. So we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Din D'Oraisa. So you're not sitting in the sukkah. It's not going to be Mashlim. Why is Rashi saying Shmini Atzeres? He knows of that problem. Rashi says it beferish, even though you're outside the sukkah. Because Rashi knows that Rebbe Lezer says you have to eat 14 meals bechlal. So every other night of sukkahs, you have to eat a meal already. So how could you make it up that night? So it's got to be a time when you don't have a chiyuv to eat it, per se, for the chiyuv sukkah. That's why he says Shmini Atzeres. The only problem is, though, how could you, mimanav shach, it's still a problem, because it is chutz l'sukkah. So this is a big problem, what exactly this means. So again, Rashi says Shmini Atzeres, the Rimi Lunel, one of the other Rishonim says, no, it means Hoshana Rabbah. It means the last night. The Ritva here says, it means, it could be Shmini Atzeres, but kol shekein, any of the other nights. And you'll have to eat it, you know, maybe two meals. Says the Ritva, afla le yontof ha'acharon, v'kol shekein betoch ha'chag atzmau. Surely, just like Chagiga can be made up, that's the sugya we'll have to get to Hashem later in the Masechta, of Shmini Atzeres, of Pazar Kashav. How much is Shmini Atzeres linked to Sukkos? How much is it its own independent Yontif? Right? And even in the Lashon, different Nuschos, is it Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh? Or Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh? Right, there's different lashonos, and each phrase reflects a different mentality in terms of how you look at Shmini Atzeres. This is a difficult line, but either shita has milos and has chesronos. So what exactly does he mean by leila yontif achron shel chag? But meanwhile, we continue. My time is Rebbe Eliezer. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say that you have to have 14 or even 15 meals? Teishvu ke'ein taduru. Ma dira achas bayom achas balayla. You have to sit in the sukkah like you live in your house. Just like normally you have one day meal and one night meal. Av sukkah achas bayom achas balayla. So do sukkahs. Right? One day meal and one night meal. That is the source. It's a svara, teshvu kein taduru. If you look at Tosfos, in teshvu, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, who has a nifrit makar. Tosfos quotes it's a gzeir shava. Gzeir shava, you don't need a makar, gzeir shava. Ne'emar kan teshvu, it says teshvu by sukkis, by sukkas teshvu, v'ne'emar lahalan, and it says, in next week's parsha, the end of parsha sa'ad by the miluim, u'pesach o ha'moeh teshvu yomav alayla shivas yamim. Just like yeshiva there is by yomav alayla, asaba es alaylos kibayamim, af yeshiva amurakan asaba alaylos kibayamim. Right, the makar from miluim. Put this on the list of Yosef Engel says right here. What does Sukkos have to do with the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim? So what? That when they did the Chanukas HaMishkan, they were in the Sukkah by Yom HaBalayla. So he says, this goes on the list of connections between Dvarim Shebek Dusha and the Sukkah. Just like we had in the first parak, the minimum shear of the the Sukkah is learned from the Aron. Just like Daf Tess we had, how do you know there's an Isser Muksa by a Sukkah? You know it from the Karban Chagiga. How do you know later on Daf Mem Gimel? How do you know they have to sit in the Sukkah not only by day but also by night? Like Lulav? Lulav is only by day. Maybe Sukkos is only by day. How do you know even by night? Also from the Miluim. Many connections. The earlier, Yosef Engel pointed out, how do I know that if you have a kli, remember we had the Gemara, the kli that was broken, you still can't use it for schach, even though it is no longer Mekabel Tumah. It's a tiny little garment. Why? See, quoted the sugya of Dichui. Even though Dichui only applies by Kachim. Kivan de Nitche Nitche. So he says, you have all of these parallels. This is another one. This Tosfos, in the name of Yerushalmi, quoting a parallel between Sukkah and Kachim. Another connection to Kachim. So, Machlokas, Teshu Kein Taduru, that is the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, or the Makar. V'Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? Kedira. I agree, Teshu Kein Taduru, but it should be like your house. Ma dira iba'i achil, iba'i lo achil. Just like your house. If you want to eat, you can eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. Av sukkanami iba'i achil, iba'i lo achil. So do Sukkos. You want to eat, fine. If you don't want to eat, don't eat. There's a lot to say on that line. Let's just finish first to the two dots. So if the Rabbanan say, do whatever you want, That's what Teishu came to do, is even the first night. Amar Yochanan, Mishum, Mishim, Ben Yotzadok. No. Namar Kan Chamisha Asar, Benamar Chamisha Asar, Bechaga Matzos. It says, Tesvav by Sukkot and Tesvav by Pesach. Ma Lahala, and Laila, Harisha, and Choval. Mikan Ve'elach, Rashus. Just like on Pesach, the first night is an obligation to eat, and the rest is just a Rashus. Our Rashus. What does Rashus mean? Does Rashus mean I don't have to at all? Or the Chizkuni and the Vilna Gaon said Rashus means it's a Kiyam Da'araisa, even though it's not a Chiyam Da'araisa. So just like there, though, the Chiyam is only the first night, Afkan, Laila Rishon, Chob, Amikan, Ve'elach, Rashus, so too here by Sukkot. V'hasa Minala, and how do you know by Pesach? Amar Krab, Ba'erev, Tochlu, Matzos, Hakasuv, Kav'o, Chova. So separate pasuk, besides eating matzah for 7 days, this night you should eat matzah. The pasuk was Koveya it to be obligatory. Good. Couple of points to talk about. First of all is, once we have, very important machlokas, and very halacha l'maisa. So we have a makar, tesvav, tesvav. So we know you have to eat in the sukkah, you have to eat a kezayis of challah in the sukkah, in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs. How much does one have to eat? How much does one have to eat? The Ritva has two opinions about this. What do you mean, how much does one have to eat? A kezayis. Every time the Torah says achila, it means a kezayis. And after all, tesvav, tesvav. Just like you have to eat a kezayis of matzah, so too you have to eat a kezayis of challah in the sukkah. Isn't that the limud? Or the Ritva quotes the other day on the no. You're right, you learn the idea of an achila the first night from Pesach, but then the achila of sukkahs takes on its own character. After all, what do you have to eat in the sukkah? Achilas keva. Right, achilas arai, you can eat outside the sukkah. What's an achilas keva? A kebetza. So maybe it's a two-step limud, says the Ritva. You learn that you have to have an achila on Leil Tesvav. You know that from Pesach. But once you have that idea of achila on sukkahs, it takes on its own character because it's in the context of sukkah. Machlokas, 2 days in the Ritva. How much do I have to eat on the first night of Sukkot? What's the lumdus behind it? In the footnotes, he talks about the lumdus is the achila on the night of Sukkot more of a din of achilas mitzvah, learning from Pesach, or is it achilas besukkah? Is it more of a din in the sukkah, or is it in yontif? That's the lumdus, that's the question that he quotes here. Here we go. He says, "Umasha chidei shakasa b'leil yontif rishon shal Pesach midafsiv be'erav tochlu matzos haynu lechayvo b'din matza reuya tiilu midin yontif yotzi b'kolshu pasu matza ashira v'chein b'leil rishon shal sukkis v'sharya me'amrinah hachad hibay lo acham midin sukkah elo ochel ad kebeitza pas chutz l'sukkah v'yasi midin yontif l'ficha ba'akasa v'chivo lecho b'sukkah mishum smitzvah sukkah b'leil rishona." V'yafina tesvav tesvav mimatza. Aval b'shari me'echag shalo achal keva chutz l'sukkah im achal kezayis pas chutz l'sukkah. V'as v'shari, he says the first night is going to be beitza. He says, yesh omrim, here it says v'feirish. Yesh omrim, v'shir achila zu b'lel yantav sukkahs, yesh omrim shu yoser mi kebeitza. Shehu achilas keva v'chai b'sukkah. V'lo yafinan michag amatzos ela l'chaivo ba'achilas pas. Kamahu. You only learn that from Pesach. Aval ein shiu rehem shavim. To be matzah, the chiyav achilas matzahi. The stam achila kezayis. Aval hocha, the chiyav achila besukahu. Midin sukkah. So you have to eat a kebetza. V'chein haya omer mori. And that's what my Rebbe said, says the Ritva. Aval achar kach, chazar bo. But then he changed his mind. V'yomar li, and he told me, to kivin to gabrina gzir shavim michaga matzos, legamri darshinan. Mahasam bekezayis, avkan bekezayis. V'chulu. And even though the rest of Sukkot, a kezayis, is not kfius, the first night it is kfius. Hakasev kavo chova. To make this an achilas keva, v'zeh nachon. That's the 2 days in the Ritva. How much does one have to eat? And he quotes another nafkah mina. He says, what about sleeping in the sukkah if it starts raining? He quotes a day that you have to sleep in the sukkah even if it starts raining on the first night of Sukkot, because the first night is different. First night is a din, special din. Masha'en ken ali, he says, v'hol la tzaklal, I don't agree with that, because it loses the shame sukkah when it starts raining. Okay, either way. But that is a beautiful discussion of, once you learn something to a certain area of halacha, you learn achila to sukkah, does it then take on its own character? The Gilui Yonah Yashas, again, Rabbi Yosef Engel, has many, many parallels between sukkah and Pesach. Obviously, tesvav, tesvav is the most well-known, but then he quotes other examples. V'shachtu oso kol k'ala das. He quotes a lot of parallel gemaras, but then he quotes just one. The sifra requires a limud, a mi'ut, that you shouldn't have a chiyuv to eat your matzah in a sukkah or eat matzah in the sukkah. Right? Both, he says, matzah miyutim shlo yino chiyuv sukkah b'pesach u'matzah b'sukkahs. Requires limudim for that. It's so tight, this limud of tesvav, tesvav. Then he quotes five or six other examples where we have parallels between Pesach and Sukkot. Feel free to look there. But one other very important discussion right here is also based on the line of Ibai Achil, Ibai Lo Achil. So what does our Gemara say? Well, Sukkot, you know why the Chacham say Ein L'davar Kitzvah? Because whatever you want to do, you want to eat, fine, if not, not. Really? On Yontif, I can do whatever I want? Let's say the day, the first day of Sukkot. I don't have to eat if I don't want to? Says Tosfos, yes. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. Tosfos says, Klau di achil chayev lechol besukkah umash mahacha de biyantif lo have chova viibay lo achil klau. Says Tosfos, it sounds like from this Gemara, if you don't want to eat on yantif besides the first night, you don't have to. And therefore, says Tosfos, if you forget yalav yavo in benching on yantif, you do not have to repeat, because that's always the rule. If you had a chiyuv to eat bread, then you have to repeat. Says Tosfos, you read this Gemara, you don't have to repeat. Aye, what about the other Gemaras that say you have to repeat? That's the first night. That's the first night. That's all our Tosfos says. Other Bali Tosfos, where this comes up, this is in Brachos Memtes, this is other places, say, no, that's not what it means. Ibai lo achil, ibai achil means midin sukkah. Midin sukkah, but midin yantiv, of course you have to eat bread. You have a chiyuv suda. Just means we didn't sukkah, not in general. Right? That's what Tosfos says here, and I'll read it to you from Brachos Meftes Mabez, there in Shlosha Sha'achlu. Tosfos says, V'yesh l'vadachi birusho, shino tzorach lecho besukkah im lo yirtze, avo b'shvil yantif tzorach lecho. Right, that's what we assume. We assume that you have to eat on a yantif. But one other risho that takes it very literally, and that is the Baal HaMa'or. The Baal HaMa'or in Psachim is quoted here in the back in the Rivavan. But the Baal HaMa'or says that, you're right, usually on Yontif, he says what Tosfos says, but he gives it more, Tosfos here, but he gives it a little more oomph. Usually every other Yontif, you do have a chiyuv to eat a meal. Not just Sukkot, you have a meal. But Sukkot, besides the first night, it is different. Why? Because of Teishu Kein Taduru. The unique character of Sukkot redefines the Chiyuv Seuda. And even though usual Yantif is, you have a Chiyuv Seuda, but here, this is the Baal HaMa'or in Psachim Yudchesim Beis Nadafi Arif. It's a whole page of Baal HaMa'or. There's no riff there. So there he says, Mishune hu Yantif shel Sukkot mishar yomim tovim. Daha akshe rachmana ledira. Ibai ochil, ibai lo ochil. Ukashem shahayir ablazer mishana bo lahachmir, kachachamim mishanim bo lahakel. Just like Rebbe Eliezer is more machmir on Sukkot than any other yantiv, he doesn't say you have to have 14 meals on Pesach. So just like he's extra machmir on Sukkot, the chamir extra mekel on Sukkot. That's the Baal HaMa'or. Where do we have another example of this? The Rambam. The Rambam says, how many matzahs do we have at the Seder? And Temanim do this, not the Shulchan Aruch. Temanim, two matzahs. What happens? You break one for Yachatz, by the time you get to Hamotzi, you have 1.5 matzahs. Is that Lechem Mishnah? So Bali Tosfos and Rov Aposkim, Rov Rishonim say, no, that's not Lechem Mishnah, that's why you need an extra matzah. You start with 3 matzahs, you break one, but at least you have 2 full matzahs. That's Lechem Mishnah. Says the Rambam, no, 2 matzahs. So Lechem Mishnah for the Seder is 1.5 matzahs. That's Lechem Oni. That's what it is for the Seder. That's another example where you have a particular yontif that redefines a generic requirement that usually applies to all Yomim Tovim. So you have the Baal HaMa'or by Sukkot, you have the Rambam for Lechem Mishnah at the Seder. Two great examples of this halacha. So Tosfos says it also here, but he just doesn't give it all the oomph. He says you don't have to eat on Sukkot, but the Baal HaMa'or there in Psachim is the one who screams it out and makes us open up our ears and hear it. Okay, these dafim are chock full. V'yod Amar Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Eliezer, the second half of the Mishnah, right? Had the machlokas, what happens if you miss the first night? You can make it up on the last night. We had a machlokas, what that means, the last night. Or the chamse in l'davar tashlumim. Says the Gemara 1 minute. The Amar Rabbi Eliezer, arbo esrei sudos chayev adam lecha basukkah. Achas bayom v'achas balayla. What do you mean? He says you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. What's the question? What's the question? Not 100% clear. We'll go with Rashi's pshat. 14 meals. If you have an extra meal, aren't you violating Baal Tosef? That's Rashi's try to the question. The kiva de biyom achron lo besukkah yasiv. On the last night, you don't sit in the sukkah. The im yeshiv bal l'shem mitzvah. The Rashi l'shitaso. You can make it up not in the sukkah. But why does he say that? Why does he say? But the question is, if you make it on the last night, you're not sitting in the sukkah. The im yeshiv bal l'shem mitzvah over al baltosif. You're going to violate Baal Tosif. So my hashlama de sukkah, ika hacha. So Rashi's going, Lishi tells me, manavshach. I said in the Mishnah, you eat it outside the sukkah because of the Baal Tosif problem. But if you eat it outside the sukkah, then how is that hashlama for the meal of sukkahs? Amar bira, amar Rabbi Ami, chazar bo, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was chozer bo. What was he chozer bo from? What was he chozer bo from? So again, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. He was chozer bo from 14 meals. That's how Rashi understands. He had this 14 meals. He doesn't hold you have to have, he does not hold you have to have 14 meals. Rashi. Chozer bo eitzel chachamim lomar she'in l'davar kitzvah. And if you want to fast, you can fast. Like the Pnei Yeshu explained Rashi before. And he's chozer bo like the chachamim. If you look in the achronim in the back, the Maharsha, the Maharshal, they all do not like this shot of Rashi, that he was chozer bo from that. Maybe he was, as they say, he was chozer bo from 14 meals in the sukkah. In the sukkah. That's what he was chozer bo. So that's why he would allow this to be outside the sukkah. That detail he was chozer bo from. Nira Be'enai, Nira Li, says the, I'm reading from the Marshal in the back. The Hachi Purusha Chazar Bar Blazer Mi Yudal Sudas Pesuka Velo Koi Ela Al Leila Yantef Arishon V'Yava Bisha Osa Suda Bal Karchach Tzricha Sukkah Mikomakom Chiyuva Di Yudalid Lav Besuka Talia. Yes, the first night in the Sukkah, but it's a Chovas Yudalid Tesvav, really. It's a Chovas Tesvav. So if you couldn't do the Chovas Tesvav in the Sukkah, so you could do it afterwards. But that could be made up even outside. Avali Yehavi Masrach Bazi Yudal Sudas Pesuka, it wouldn't be able to work to make it up outside the Sukkah. That's what he was chozer bo from. The Marshal argues, but two different days. Rashi, the Marshal, what exactly he was chozer bo from. Mashlim B'mai, back to the Gemara. So what is he mashlim? What does he use to be mashlim, the one that, what he missed? Ilema Barifta. Is he mashlim with bread? Meaning, you have a meal on Shmini Yetzeres night with bread. Suda diyomika achel. I don't see it. He has to have a Shmini Yetzeres meal that night. So how can you say, oh, this meal is being mashlim and making up for the meal that I missed? No, you have to have its own meal tonight. So elamai, yashlim mine targima. It means items other than bread. Mine targima. What's mine targima? Rashi says, fruit. Peros, v'kistin, v'kaflotos, mavushalos, right? Fruit, Rashi, Tosfa says basar, Ritva says dogim, right? Basar v'dogim, a different day is of what mine targima are. Tanina mihachi, imhishlim, v'mine targima, yotze. If you were yotze, mine targima yotze. What's clear from the Gemara? That you can't double dip. What if I have my Shmini Atzeres meal, and I'll have both in mind? Why can't you do that? This will be my Shmini Atzeres meal and my Sukkos meal. So it's clear from the Gemara, you can't do that. It has to be nikar, that it is a su'udo l'shem Shmini Atzeres and a su'udo l'shem Sukkos. Where else you have this another example, in Yana Deyoma, not this year, Purim Mishulash. When Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, what's the halacha? So in the rest of the world, Friday is Purim, for all intents and purposes. But what about Shushan Purim? Purim Mishulash, when Tesvav is on Shabbos, that can happen every couple of years. So that's called a three-day Purim. You split up, two, and two. Friday is the Megillah and Matanos Lavionim. Shabbos is Kriya and Al Hanisim. And Sunday is the Suda Mishloach Manos. Right? You have a Suda without Al Hanisim. Megillah on Friday. Megillah and Matanos Lavionim on Friday. And Al Hanisim and Kriyas HaTorah, not Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. And Sunday is the Suda Mishloach Manos. That's the split up. Why can't you have the Suda on Shabbos? The Rishonim deal with. Why do you have to push the Suda off? Have the Suda, well, you don't have to violate any Malachas. Have the Suda on Shabbos. The answer is it has to be Nikar, that is L'shem Suda's Purim. Same idea. It has to be Nikar, L'shem Suda's Purim. And therefore you can't have it on Shabbos. Unless you say it's a Gzeira Shalach Mishloach Manos, you might have to carry, but some Rishonim say no, it has to be Nikar, that is L'shem Suda. Same idea here. You can't double dip in terms of your meal. Just Derech Agav, answer to a trivia question. When is the only time on the Jewish calendar that it is possible to say the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row? Same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. When do you ever have it? The only time is Purim Mishulash. Purim Mishulash in Yerushalayim. It's the same Haftorah for Parsha Zachar. Right? What do you do on Purim Mishulash? You lane Vayavo Amalek for Maftir in Yerushalayim, in all walled cities. So what Haftorah do you do? The Haftorah is always connected. There is no Haftorah for Purim. So you do the same thing, the story of Shaul and Amalek that you laid the Shabbos before, Parsha Zachar. Right, same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. Only time. Okay. If we remember anything from today's daf, so remember that trivia question. Viter. Continue. Shaul, Aputrapa Shalak Ribas HaMelech, Esri Abi Eliezer. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we go, we continue, the bottom Tosfos. What do you have to have for Shalosh Shudas? Crucial. Bottom Tosfos. Mine Targima. Is it possible to have Mine Targima for Shalosh Shudas? Says Tosfos, no. Do not learn from here that you could have Hashlama for Mine Targima for Shalosh Shudas. This is a makeup meal for a week ago's, you know, you're having another meal now, so what could you do? Tosfos says, V'ein lilmon mikan, sheyo ilo Mine Targima lahashlam Shalosh Udoshal Shabbos. No, last line. Shiny awesome. The Alfina midaf sif tlasa hayom. It says the word hayom three times in the pasuk in Bishalach, and you cannot learn from here what you're allowed to have. The afilu banal ashvosam lo nafik bepeiros. You cannot be yotze with fruit. So that's in the Shulchan Aruch, as we know, Reish Sadi Aleph. Just to read the Aruch HaShulchan. That's all you have to know. All you have to know is the Aruch HaShulchan about Shalosh Shudas. When even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes the different opinions of bread and bizonos and meat v'chulu, which yes, there is more flexibility in the first two meals, but says Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah doesn't argue, says the Rishon Iker, it has to be bread. V'kivan, shedaz harif, v'harambam, v'harosh, v'hatur, v'ha-shulchan Aruch. That's a big lineup. Shetzarech dafka pas, chalila lahakel bazeh, v'avera gedola biyada mekilim bazeh, latzeis b'mini targima, v'yish lahazir alzeh ma'od ma'od, v'in heter ki'im l'chole, v'hamizalzlim b'su the shlishis, latzeis yidei chavasam below pas, asidim litein asadin. They're going to have to stand judgment. And this is the Aruch HaShulchan, who always is matzdik, the menagam of Klal Yisrael. But it's only where they have a good excuse. Here they have no excuse. Right? No excuse. Okay. Vaiter. So now we get back to the Aputropos. Aputropos of Agribas HaMelech, Esher Beliezer, Kagon Anisha, Eini Ragel Lech, Olel Suda Achas Bayom. I only eat one meal during the day. Maush Ochel Suda Achas Vepater. Can I get away with one meal on Sukkos? I only eat one meal every day. Amar lo, says Rabbi Eliezer, b'chol yom v'yom ata mamshach kama parparos l'chvod ha'atzvacha. You snack the whole day. Right, you eat to whet your appetite the whole day. V'yachshav yata mamshach parparos achas l'chvod konech, rekonecha. Right, you could do it. You eat the whole day for your own covet. So for a week out of the year, you could not snack and just eat another meal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'od shalu. Also he asked him, k'gon ani sheishli shtei nashim achas b'tferi yavachas b'tzipori. I have two wives. Right, only 10 minutes away from each other. One in Tveria, one in Sipori. V'yesh lishtei sukkas, and one sukkah in each place. Achas v'deri, achas v'sipori. Mao she'etzi mi sukkah l'sukkah v'epater. Am I allowed to have two different sukkas? So amalo, this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. As we're about to see, you have to have a very specific, unique, intense relationship with your sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer is low. Can't have two sukkas. Shani omer, kol ha'yotzi mi sukkah l'sukkah. Batel mitzvah sal sharishona. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, you have to have one sukkah for the entire sukkahs. And if you use a second one, you retroactively have undone your kiyum of the previous sukkah. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is his shita. Ein yotzen mi sukkah l'sukkah. You cannot go from one sukkah to another sukkah. Look at the top Rashi for a minute. Le'echol bazu v'lishan bazu. Even eating in one and sleeping in the other. I remember we had that discussion. The sukkah is not ru'uyu l'shena. O hayom bazu olu machar bazu. Or today in one, tomorrow in the next day. Rabbi Eliezer holds one sukkah. The ain osin sukkah b'chol shamoed, and also you can't build a sukkah b'chol shamoed, obviously, because it has to be different before. The chachamim omrim yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah. The chacham say no. That's what we hold. You're allowed to have two different sukkahs. It's fine. You can have a different sukkah for every meal of sukkahs. The osin sukkah b'chol shamoed, and you can make a sukkah on chol shamoed if you need to. This shavin shem nafla shachozer ubona b'chol shamoed. Rabbi Eliezer does agree, though, that if it fell down, you could build it again. Right? You don't have a choice. You could build it again. And what? And how does that work? Rashi's lashon here. Actually, let's continue for a second. My time is Rebbe Eliezer. What is Rebbe Eliezer's shita? What's his reason? Amar kra chag asukas tasa l'cha shivas yamim. Right, chag asukas a sukkah make for you 7 days. Asay sukkah ruhi l'shiva. V'rabbanan hachi gamar achman. No, this is what the Torah means. Asay sukkah b'chan. It means make a sukkah for yantif. Not that you dafka need it for all 7 days. If it falls down, you can build it again. Isn't that obvious? You might think, no, you're stuck. If it falls down, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't fault you, but you can't be out of the mitzvah. Even he says you can. Rashi's lashon is tashlumin l'rishon hu. It's tashlumin, right? If you build it again, it's tashlumin. Tosfos quotes in the top Tosfos. Maybe you have to use the same material to build the sukkah, right? Now you have to build the same material in order for it to be the same sukkah. Meaning if it fell down, you use different material, maybe that's not good enough. Interesting. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in Tavri Shlamet Zayin, quotes an opinion that says that you're only allowed to do milachos that are normally mutter on Chol HaMoed to rebuild your sukkah. And the Bir Halacha says, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no greater tzarach HaMoed than this. You can do whatever malacha you want. You don't need the heter of limited malachas. This is tzarach HaMoed, one of the five heterim of malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah says, do whatever you need in order to build your sukkah. Tanya Reb Eliezer Omer. Kishem she'en adam yosi chavasa biyantev harishon shalchag belulav o shalchaveiro. Just like you're not allowed to borrow a lulav, tichsev lekachtem lachem by yamarisha for yisalek abas tamarim mishalachem. Just like the lulav has to be yours, that's what everybody holds. Rabbi Eliezer says kach en adam yosi dichavasa besukas o shalchaveiro. Same thing with the sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's unbelievable. You put all these shittas together. It has to be yours, and it has to be yours for all 7 days. An intense relationship with your special, unique, personal sukkah. I agree with you by lulav. It has to be lachem. But you could use your friend's sukkah, right? Rebbe Lezer wouldn't eat out. Some people don't mish on Pesach. He wouldn't mish on sukkahs. Halachically, right? You got to be in your own sukkah. But the Racham say you can. How do you know? Call a Ezrach, but Israel Yeshua Sukkos. Every Ezrach, every native of Israel will sit in Sukkos. Ezrach is singular. So you get an illusion that all Jews can be in one sukkah. Call a Ezrach be Israel. Every Ezrach, singular. Everybody can be in one sukkah. Says Rashi, if all Jews are in one sukkah, each of them, even if you want to say they're partners, each of them has less than a Shavet Prutah's worth of value in the sukkah. So you can't say it's their sukkah, because it's not theirs. So it must be that you're able to be yotze in somebody else's sukkah. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. V'rabbanan hai lecha maitar shibe. What did the Rabbanan use lecha for? For you, chag ha-sukkah tase lecha. Mibayle lemutik zula, as we had earlier in Daf Tes, it excludes a stolen sukkah, which again, we didn't really speak about. How do you steal a sukkah? And so we'll get to that at the beginning of the next parak. Aval she'ula ksiv kol ezrach. But she'ula, borrowed is fine. V'Rabbi Eliezer, hai kol ezrach my avid lei. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with kol ha'ezrach? Mi boy lei, legershin is gayer beintayim, v'kadishin is gada beintayim. If somebody converts on sukkahs, somebody becomes bar mitzvah on sukkahs. So that's the inclusion. It's good enough for them. Kol ha'ezrach, this is good enough for them to be yotzei the mitzvah. They're included. V'rabbanan, kiven sh'amros and sukkah b'chol shamoi, lo yisrach kri. You don't need a special pasuk for that. Right? For these unusual cases. Period. Tana rabbanan, ma'isa rebbe Eliyahu, ish'alach l'hakla b'nei rebbe Eliezer b'rabo. Bilud b'regel, rebbe Eloi went to visit his rebbe, rebbe Eliezer, in Lud, on Yantif. Amar lo, Eloi! Eloi, did he listen to Shir last week? You are not from those who rest on the Yantif. Shai Rebbe Eliezer Omer, didn't you hear what I said? Because Rebbe Eliezer holds, Mishabeach ani ha'atzlanim. I praise the lazy people. Not really. But, She'ein yotzin mi batayim b'regel. Stay home on Yantif. Remember, he's got to sit in your sukkah. You got to be home. Says the Gemara, Eini, but what do you mean? Isn't there another halacha? V'yomer Rebbe Yitzchak minayin shachai avadam hakbal pei rabo b'regel. You got to go see your Rebbe on Yantif. Shenemar, as the husband says to the Isha Shunamis, Madua ato leches elof hayom lo chodesh lo Shabbos. Why are you going into him today? It's not Rosh Chodesh. Ah, Rosh Chodesh. Velo Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. Mashma michlal de bechodesh v'shabbos v'chayivin shlekibuli ape rabbe. Right, Mashma, that you should go on to your Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and on Yantif. Right, that's the question. So Gemara says, "Lo kasha hada azav lo asabiyomei, hada azav lo asabiyomei." Depends if you could go and come back the same day. If Rebbe Eliezer was getting upset at him because he couldn't go back the same day, you should go see your Rebbe if you could go back on the same day. This is a huge discussion. Just to end with this discussion, and that is 2 points. Number one, the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks, "How do we say you have to go see your Rebbe on Yantif?" The pasuk's not about Yantif though. The pasuk's about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So how does the Gemara learn out from this pasuk? You have to go see your Rebbe on Yantif, right? So how do you learn from there, from the pasuk of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? So the Pnei Yeshua, this is not the Pnei Yeshua here, the Pnei Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, where this Gemara also comes up. He has a harifus, as we call it. Question one. Question two, he says, Heich efshe lomar kein, he says, what's the whole question? We're talking about a woman here. It says, Zman Grama. Anything related to Yantif would be a Zman Grama. Why should they be chayavus anyway? Right, afilu mitzvah daraisa. Because she gave mechia b'divrei kabbalah. He says, al karchach tzarech lomar. He says, it must be the schiyah to go see a Rebbe is not as man grama. Why? Because mitzad asvara, it should be every day of your life. You have to go see your Rebbe. Mitzad asvara, hayachayav akla b'nei rabba b'kosha. Elashi yesher, mishim bitl malacha. You can't live life like that. You can't live life like that. So the Rabbanan limited it to certain days. Just like davening. Davening has zmanim, but it's not davening zman, it's not zman grama. Right, the Chachamim limited it to certain times. Halavai she's followed kol yom kulo. Right, remember of Yochanan and Brachas. So says the Bnei Yeshua. Really, it's not as man grama. V'davar yadua, and therefore that's why women would be obligated. But what do you mean obligated? They're busy with other things. Women don't do malach on chalamoid. On Rosh Chodesh. Right, the minhag quoted in the tour. Rosh Chodesh they don't do. So Rosh Chodesh for women is like yontif for men, says the Bnei Yeshua, because they wouldn't do malachas. This would be the day that they would be machlo Bnei Rabba. And that's why you learn it now from Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh by women to Yantif for men. Lefiza Azi Shaper, Debin Noshim, Hishvu Rosh Chodesh, Le Shabbos, Umoed, De Rosh Chodesh Nami Ikri Moed, Mashenkin An Noshim, Pturib Rosh Chodesh, Mishim Bitl Malacha. They do Malacha. Venehi Demaker Adin Apin, Noshim Loshai Klal Din Zed, Givin Noshim Enim Chayavim Betalmud Torah. Still, see a Rebbe is something that even applies to women. So this is the important Pnei Yoshua. What about the din itself? Just we'll end with this. The Nodeb Yehuda. Nodeb Yehuda Tshuva asks, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote this halacha? Chayev lahakba Pnei Rabba Beregel. So he says it's totally on the Beis HaMikdash. Totally on the Beis HaMikdash. If you're not going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a year, then you have no chiyuv to see a Rebbe. You can't give more kavod to your Rebbe than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes to the Gemara in Kiddushin, but how many times do we have to stand up for our parents every day? Says no more than twice. Why? Because you only be makabel the shechina. You say shkriyishma twice a day. So therefore, you don't have to stand up more than twice a day. Right? Says the if it's in the same helam as it's called there. But in any case, says the Nodeb Yehuda, the halacha doesn't apply bizman azemik or adinko. This is connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Other achronim argue there's no source for that in Shas that it should be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, that is a machlokas aposkim related to that issue. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tana Rabbanan, and we'll get to other halachas related to this Chayav Adam Lahakbil tomorrow, and then we get to all the Talmidim tomorrow of Hillel. A lot of amazing Gemaras coming up.